No one in this room is going to want to hear this. And frankly, if you are not one of these, you've always looked at kids in this situation with disdain.
Oh, yeah.
Assume stuff was wrong with them because of how they grew up.
And again, and it works for either gender.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. But recent research suggests, Thomas.
Really? Done by spoiled kids.
They are way better off in every single way than the rest of us.
So they have better character and like they're better people?
Did you not hear me say every single
way? Every facet of life.
Way you think of it, they're better than you.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We will jump right into it. Tommy, when I say the phrase only child, the first thing that pops in your head is?
They're spoiled. They're just yeah, selfish.
Okay. Kimmy, would you agree?
I wouldn't say spoiled as much as, trying to think of a word for it.
No, take your time. We're just doing a radio show.
Horrible.
No. No, I would say horrible.
Look at her trying to be. I mean, you know what? Now that I think about it, that people could hear me.
Think of every girl you dated that was an only child.
The worst.
Oh, my.
The worst. God.
It's like you didn't exist.
Okay, they're not good at adjusting. You know what I mean? Like if things like
they don't have
they
to.
Have to, they like things a very specific way, and
yeah,
they're not used to as kids having somebody come in and mess it all up. You know, kick over your Lego castle you just built.
All right. Well, if we're being honest, the three of us, you look at only children as ugh.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out we may be wrong.
So what did they find out?
A new study in the Nature Human Behavior Journal, which we read weekly.
Love here, that thing. Yeah.
Says that only children are smarter, happier, more creative than suckers like us that grew up with siblings.
Okay, let's break that down.
Smarter, happier, more creative.
Of course you're happy because you get your way all the time.
We're talking as adults.
Yeah.
Shut that road down pretty quick. This is as adults.
All right.
And they went deep with this study.
How deep?
Like your mom deep.
Damn.
Hello. What'd you say? Sorry. I didn't think you'd participate in your mom has a huge vagina joke with me.
Why not?
Surprise.
Apparently there's plenty of room.
A team of scientists used brain imaging, behavioral assessments, questionnaires involving how much money these kids' families had growing up, along with the childhood trauma they may have dealt with. They used over 7,000 people ages 18 to 30. What I'm getting at is, like, these are pretty rock-solid numbers based on how they do studies.
Yeah.
And it was overwhelming how much better only children are than the rest of humanity. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do we want to believe this study?
I've never seen it.
Really?
You've never seen it. I've never met somebody who was the only child that wasn't a complete ass.
Oh, because, like, actually, you bring up the creative thing. Most of the people I knew that were only children. Children.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it's a little bit there. They got into like very creative fields.
Okay.
And I think it's also because like they had like there, it seemed like their parents were just so supportive. Like they never missed anything that they did. Like they, no matter what they wanted to do, like their parents were all in on it. Like they did have that support system at all times. And I think it's because like they were the main focus.
All right.
I ain't buying it.
No, I mean, it makes sense what she's describing.
Well, yes, but you would also have you would also sometimes be supporting kids that don't have the talent, but you're just saying you're great.
Okay,
yeah, but
we used
that,
to see
that
in stand-up all the time.
But that also leads to confidence with whatever they pursue.
I mean, she's right.
You know?
But it's like, a false confidence.
False confidence, real or false confidence, it helps you down the road.
Right,
I mean, there's plenty of people that have false confidence that are in really important positions right now.
I haven't seen any yet. I also hate them.
Okay, that's like a huge problem.
Yes, I understand that, but if you tell me, like, only child, I automatically don't like you even before I've really got to know you.
No, I'm the same way.
So
really? Like, you ought to, even as an adult? Like, like, having that take as a kid. You know, maybe they're just not good at sharing. But
no,
like as an adult,
not like Tommy.
Like but I would think like over time, though, like you learn those things because you have to if you work with people and just things you're exposed to.
I would think if I met a woman and she said she was an only child.
Yeah.
The first word I hear is princess.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear that anyways.
Well,
you hear that in a bunch of different
certified
scenarios.
You certified USDA choice princess.
Okay, so what do you think of a boy then?
A douche.
A man.
A total douche.
Why a douche?
I just see a douchebag.
What about him makes him a douche? What tendencies does he have?
He doesn't know when to shut up.
Yeah, go on.
He's aggressive but can't back it up.
Yeah.
He's every guy at a high-end restaurant in this town on a Saturday night. Some of those guys got it. Some of those guys don't. But he acts like it.
Granted, two out of the three things Tommy described was himself. I tend to agree with Tommy on this.
He owns skis and a golf bag, and they both have his name on it. You know I'm right, man. Four of his buddies have boats.
Which is stupid. You only need one boat of the four buddies. You're going to go out with boats together.
Yeah.
Let's tie off. All right, so here's the thing. We already told you that this massive study shows that only children are smarter, happier, and more creative than suckers like us that grew up with siblings. However, the benefits are like literally endless. You ready for this?
All right,
goes on. Only children, as adults, show not only better mental health in this study, they had better memory. They had superior language ability. They were found to be less impulsive than people that had siblings. They needed less approval from others than people that had siblings. And they were more mature.
I would also think you're not very competitive.
Why?
As an only child. Because like in your house of four kids and not a lot of money, you had to compete for a lot of things you didn't even realize you were competing for.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Like it was like a built-in self-defense.
Look, you guys know I'm the most competitive person in the history of the planet.
Yeah, but you are. Your siblings aren't.
Well, I beat Ryan into submission.
That's what I mean. Like
Megan
you became such a psychopath.
But your sisters are tough people.
You sucked all the competitiveness out of your siblings because they just didn't want to try anymore. They're like, I don't want to deal with Pat.
See, like, you don't bring your sisters around much, and I know why.
What are you talking about? I don't bring them around.
Because
much.
They'll put you in your place.
You
like keeping Ryan around because he's like a big French bulldog that everybody finds adorable, even though they walk weird. But like, you don't bring your sisters around because I know your sisters are pretty badass and will put you in your place.
Right,
just based on your impressions on them.
Thank you. First off, I didn't want to bring Ryan around in the first place. That was forced on me by management. Second of all, what reason would I have to bring my sisters here?
For the family.
No, I love my sisters. I would say my sister Megan, the older of the two, is more competitive than I am. I think it went boy-girl, competitive, and not so competitive.
Okay. But I do think in that environment, you have to develop certain skills.
Or you just give
survival
up.
Skills.
Now, Ryan has a different set of survival skills than competitive. Yeah. He's like a rat that knows how to grab cheese that fell off a table.
That was pleasant.
No, I'm just saying, like, he knows he's resourceful.
In that kind of infectious rat way, how they eat garbage.
I said cheese. He loves cheese.
Yeah, he did test positive for cheese.
I mean, look, I don't want to believe them.
Yeah, I don't like them.
Look, to your point, we all grew up with those kids that were only children. We hated them.
Mm-hmm.
Those women that you dated or men, ladies that you dated that were only children, you hated them.
They're never portrayed that in a positive light in any kind of media.
Maybe we've been brainwashed. Maybe that's why we feel that
way. It could be.
Man.
The two people that grew up as an only child that I know of, like they're so different that it's hard for me to even put those two people in the same category even though they're both only children. The one is super social, like just wants to be everybody's friend, like goes out of their way to befriend people. And the other person is so much of an introvert, and they were always growing up.
Okay.
Oh.
Like they almost had a tougher time making friends. So I don't know like why one turned out that way and the other one didn't.
Well, I mean, that could also come down to parenting.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I don't know. Like, I guess it's hard for me to put all people into the same box because I just feel like they all have... They're all just wildly different.
Okay. Oh, different skills.
We're trying to have a stop using nuance in a conversation where we're generalizing and stereotyping because you're really taking the fun out of this.
Well, what you're saying, some of it does sound like I can put some of that on one of the people I know and not the other, I guess, is my point.
252 WCMF, a massive study done by several scientists found that only children are far better off as adults than people that had siblings. Again, this study found they are smarter, happier, more creative. They have better mental health, better memory, superior language ability. They were found to be less impulsive. They needed less approval from others. They were way more mature.
So they're very they're well adjusted.
Yes.
What they're saying.
Yes.
All right. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Single you meet a hot chick out at the bar,
mm-hmm.
and you find out she's an only child.
Okay.
She's going back to your place for a night of fun.
Okay.
How do you think that sex is going to go? Are you expected to be off the charts? Yeah.
I don't think that the sex was bad with. He's doing the thumbs down if you're not watching.
Okay,
by the way, maybe that's why it's bad, because your thumbs were down.
I have a question over here.
If I had four hands, I'd give it four thumbs down.
Why would that?
Young man in the back.
Why would being an only child affect that?
I'm
curious, like, why you think psychologically that would be a thing.
He thinks she's a selfish lover.
Yeah, okay. And she's all about herself, and the sex is going to suck. She's going to be a dead fish in bed. And she's just going to lay there.
Hey,
and
to Kimmy's point, why would having siblings make you better at sex?
That's kind of what I'm asking.
I just think maybe that your whole attitude sucks. And that's the only thing that's going to suck in this bed tonight. It's going to be your attitude, girl. I think she's just going to lay there.
I think I'm done with this conversation.
What?
No, I've had sex with women that were only children.
I don't know.
Was it off the charts?
I don't remember it being like terrible.
Was it memorable?
What?
Like all the chicks.
Like he's had so many people that he doesn't even know.
No, I'm talking about
him.
Oh,
he's always saying this.
No, I say all the chicks you've had.
Yeah,
the most.
Don't
memorable.
Say it like that, you creepy ass bitch.
By the way, like I would think, like somebody who grew up like creative and confident wouldn't have that problem.
Oh, creative. She's right. Mm. Look what I can do with this. Now it's a poodle. She's doing balloon
well, that
animals.
That would hurt.
Depends on what point you're at.
Twisted my penis into a puppy.
Look,
I couldn't pee for a week. And it was beer fest.
To your point.
I just figured spoiled, lazy,
okay.
Or like it's all about me. I don't have to earn your attention.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Look, I would have agreed with you, but now that you compare it to sex and I'm thinking back, I didn't have unpleasant experiences with only children.
All right.
That sounded really bad.
Adult, all the children.
Adult women that were only children of this great country of ours.
Only child.
All right, let's go to the phones. 252 WCMF. Bill, save this sinking ship, buddy. How's it going?
Oh, hey, Duffy. Doing good. Listen, I'm an only child, and I've been an only child, obviously, all my life.
Is that how that works?
Yeah. And I don't even have any siblings, per se.
Okay.
It is true. I think only children are like anybody else in the sense that there's a bunch of us that are selfish and there's a bunch that aren't. Because personally for me, being selfish as a kid, if you didn't share your toys and play with other kids, they didn't want to play with you. So you were stuck.
Oh, that's a great point. I didn't think about that.
You had no playmates. You didn't have a built-in playmate. You didn't have all that kind of thing. So you had to earn it.
Kind of a people
pleaser. Or they kick you down the road. You know how kids are.
Oh, yeah. Especially with your grown-ass man voice at 7. You want to go play hopscotch? You want to play dodgeball in my truck at 7?
But, yeah, I know I never had that problem, but I will admit I know other only children that even I look at and go, oh, my God, you're an only child. It is a stereotype for a reason.
All right, Bill, let me ask you a question, because I got two buddies who are only children, like good buddies of mine, right? And both of them have said that they wish they would have had brothers growing up. Are you happy being an only child, or if you could change it, would you have wanted a brother?
I don't look back at it like that as far as regretting, because I hung out with so many siblings and watched – older brothers beat on younger brothers and the whole family dynamic. And quite honestly, it wasn't anything that I missed.
Okay.
I got my fill of it when I visited their houses, and then I could go home and not get beat up by my older brother or picked on or anything like that. So, that part didn't bother me at all.
All right. Well, congrats on having better mental health, memory, language ability, being less impulsive, needing less approval from others. And
so let's get this on. A guy that says he's one of the good ones has just gone on and on about himself for 5 minutes.
We asked.
I literally asked him all the questions
he answered.
I'm
answering your question, Tommy.
And then they turn it back on you. So it's like, now it's your fault, not their fault. Because they're isolated, insulated.
Bill, thanks for the call, you spoiled-ass bitch.
Bill.
All
righty. See you, buddy.
Bye-bye. Do you think that people that grow up only children are more mature because they're used to having like adult conversations? You always have like stupid conversations amongst siblings, so you're used to talking to kids all the time. Whereas like if I'm at home all the time and at the dinner table, I'm only talking to adults. Then maybe that's why you're more mature.
So, yeah, no, I think that's a good call, just using it in my own life here. Mm-hmm. Like, my two daughters, my 14 and 12-year-old, could not be more different.
Yeah.
Like, my 14-year-old is the quintessential 14-year-old girl, right? Just wants to hang out with her friends, blah, 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 blah. My 12-year-old is a 60-year-old woman.
Mm.
I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
And I think it's because when my oldest was at hockey practice, the youngest had to hang out with me and the rest of the adults.
Oh, just sitting in the stands?
Yeah, or just like hanging out while they were practicing, sitting around. Like, she would have to talk to my wife and I. And I think that has made her like an adult.
Okay.
It's weird.
Well, she's heard more adult conversation.
And she knows how to have adult conversation.
Well, but that's very good to have. That's a great skill to have.
Maybe. I also want her to be able to be a kid.
Yeah.
Be silly. Like, there are times where I'll like watch her hang out with her friends and she'll say something where her friends are just like, bleh.
What about the price of avocados?
Did you see these tariffs? And the electric? Don't get me started about the electric company. So does this mean we should all then just be having one kid?
Do what you want.
Well, no, I mean, look, if our goal is to raise the healthiest, most well-adjusted children possible, and this study shows overwhelmingly that only children are way better off than kids who had siblings growing up, then the algebra... Zadig way to do this
is only have one kid.
To only have one kid, right? I mean, that would make the most sense. If you want your kid to be the most well adjusted, have one kid and stop.
Okay. All right.
Am I wrong?
All right.
I screwed it up.
Does that work for the earth, though?
Well, no, because eventually, but then again, like, you know, we'll all get to drive Bugattis because eventually they'll have to sell them cheaper. Ah, damn it. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
This has been a debate in this room from the moment Tommy found out he was having grandkids.
Yeah.
And for some reason, you are convinced that drinking and watching kids is okay.
Yes. Right? And in moderation.
Ah.
No, I mean with the kids. Not too many kids.
After this story, I'm going to show you a couple of people who would disagree with your assessment.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. The story comes from Wayne County. A 34-year-old man from Rochester is facing charges after an investigation into an incident that happened late last year. Authorities say the man and a buddy went to help move the 34-year-old's ex-wife into an apartment above him.
So he's doing a solid.
Yeah. You with me so far?
Yeah, yeah.
So this 34-year-old man has a buddy come over to help him move his ex-wife into an apartment above him.
Mm.
Authorities say during this time, the friend that came along got drunk while moving.
Well, usually you're having a couple of pops. I mean, I'm busting my ass over
it. You do that after you're moving, though.
Look, everything so far, standard.
Yeah.
At some point, the 34-year-old man left the house to go to the store, leaving underage kids with his drunk buddy, according to police. While the underage kids were with the man allegedly under the influence, police say the drunk man allowed the juveniles to consume alcohol. Not laughing anymore, are you, buddy? Remember the laughter? Remember when we laughed?
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
You just said juvenile.
I don't know how old the kids are.
That's what I mean.
I don't. Oh, what, really? Wait, hold on.
Well, juvenile. What's juvenile?
What is the age?
What's top juvenile?
What is the age in your head where this would not be a problem?
The kid's 17,
18.
He has a quick beer. What if the kid's also busting his ass?
Well, we don't know if they had a full beer or if they
It's a very vague statement. Juvenile, consumed alcohol.
No, it's actually pretty cut and dry. Someone not legally allowed to consume alcohol. Yes.
That's right.
Okay.
As somebody that consumed alcohol at a very young age.
Look how you turned out.
Both of us, actually.
Yeah. Mm. You want to be us? Can't do math.
Not anymore.
We somehow got fetal alcohol syndrome after the fact.
Yeah. I'm so done with us.
So here's where the story gets weird.
What happened?
The man who went to the store has been charged.
Well, he's the guard. It's his kid.
I guess. The 34-year-old has been charged with endangering the welfare of a child. Authorities say there are potential charges pending for the others involved. That being said, now I get that he left the kids with his drunk buddy, according to police. He's not the one that gave them alcohol.
Well, did the kids just get the alcohol, or did he give them?
It says allowed them to consume alcohol. I mean, I guess my argument, if I'm this guy, now you're not looking great at 34, right? My argument would be I couldn't be sure how drunk he was, which is what I'm saying out loud.
But that's a valid point. So let's say you leave and you stick me with your kids, and you know I'm drunk, and I'm half out of it, and the kids get into the alcohol. And I don't even stop him because I don't even know what the hell's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wasted. Why am I in trouble?
No, but again, it says in the story he gave it to him.
gave them.
I literally have said it three times.
I thought you said allow.
Oh, okay. Allow the juveniles to consume alcohol. That would be giving it to them.
No.
Wouldn't it?
That's just saying that they went over and consumed it. You didn't stop.
Oh, sorry. Tommy Cochran over here.
I mean,
that's a big difference.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see that scenario.
Because it didn't say providing them.
Right.
If the koozie don't fit,
you've got to acquit.
So here's the thing.
Right.
I would argue it's unethical to leave a kid with a drunk adult.
Yes, and you knew the guy was drinking.
Look, and I wouldn't do it. Mm. I was unaware you could face charges for doing that. Did you guys know that?
Well, I mean, it's a judgment call on the parent. Like, if you know the guy's drunk, then you put your... I guess that's an endangering a child. Yeah.
Look, I get by the... look, it makes sense.
Definition.
It makes sense. I'm not saying that...
I never really thought about it.
Neither had I. I just assumed that it was... Look, I wouldn't do it. It's unethical. No. I didn't know you could get in trouble legally for that. So, Kimmy, this loops back around to a debate that has raged in this room for the last 3 years.
What's that?
Well, Tommy, you're now a grandpa of two.
Yes.
And when you found out your first grandson was on the way, you argued into that very microphone.
This microphone right here. Yep,
that it was okay for you to be drunk and watching your grandkids.
Not drunk. We could have a couple of...
Kimmy.
Little glow.
You were here.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Did he not say it was okay to be drunk watching his grandson?
I don't know if you said drunk, but you did say...
You know you said drunk. That's why you were waiting for...
But you did say I could have a drink or two or something along those lines. I don't know if he said drunk specifically. I don't even know what it takes to get him drunk.
Me neither anymore. I lost count.
All right. Well, Tommy, since your grandkids have been around, right? One plus two.
Mm-hmm.
Have you changed your mind?
Well, I've had my mind changed for me.
Mm.
There's like new rules.
Mm-hmm.
With the alcohol and children.
So the answer is no, you haven't changed your mind. You still think you would be fine drunk around your grandkids?
Yes, but I'm not allowed to.
Okay, but you think you would be able to be...
You don't think I can have a glass of scotch or two and watch a kid?
No. No, I don't.
Why not?
Especially at the age they are right now. They're like on the move. They're getting into stuff.
Yeah, bro, I've watched you get out of a chair. It takes you 5 minutes. Now we're going to add drunk to that? Hey, you're fine, whatever. He's got a toaster, a fork or something. I don't know. Everything's okay. I'm also curious, again, as we talk about this story, 252-WCMF, a 34-year-old man arrested after police say he left his kids to go to the store. Sorry, it says juveniles. Mm. My apologies. To go to the store with a buddy that was drunk while he was gone. Police say this buddy who was drunk allowed the juveniles to consume alcohol. He's now facing charges of endangering the welfare of a child. At what point did this become law in New York State? And the reason I ask, every one of our parents... of anybody listening over the age of 30, could have been arrested.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day?
Probably.
For sure. Yeah.
How many times back in the day were you as a child around all of the adults or all the adults around you were drunk?
Oh, yeah.
Probably every...
Cocktail party.
Every party. Every Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
Every
holiday.
New Year's Eve party.
Every holiday.
Every, like, you know, neighborhood get-together, 4th of July, cookout. Yeah.
Do either of you remember feeling unsafe in those situations?
No, as a kid, you probably didn't even notice.
No, I wouldn't. So I told you, as a little kid, like if I saw like drinks that were still sitting there as a little kid, I would take sips of that alcohol.
You sure you don't want to go back and amend that it's okay that you're drinking around your grandkids?
Well, no, because I did find out I don't like soda. But I like the other stuff that was in the soda.
Okay. The reason I asked when this became law, arguing that all of our parents were drunk when we were kids, right? I'm not asking that question to say what is happening is no big deal. I'm simply asking that question to point out how different the standard of parenting has become in a matter of 25 years, right?
Yeah, they had low standards back in the
day. No, but I'm saying,
none.
Look, like, I mean, between 1990 and 2000, that wasn't that long ago.
True.
A lot of things have been carried over as what you should and shouldn't do as a parent. It is mind-blowing to me that, to your point, if there was a neighborhood thing going on, Kimmy, where nobody had to drive.
It's kind of assumed everybody's watching the kid. Like, all the people together, somebody's got their eye on all the kids And as a kid, you're used to running around the neighborhood with your friends anyway, so you don't really care what the adults are doing.
But everyone was drunk. Like, God forbid something happened terrible. True. Who's going to do anything about it?
Fireworks.
And you never heard those stories.
Well, I mean.
No, I don't. I mean, I'm sure they happened. You just never heard about them.
How easy was it to be a parent back then?
Oh, come on. And going back farther, it's cake.
Were you less afraid back then of being a news story?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, there was no social.
They weren't in the news.
Like, if you didn't catch it on the news, if you did end up in the news or your name or picture or whatever, like, if you didn't see it on TV that night, you missed it. You couldn't go back and see it again.
No, but to Tommy's point, I don't think our parents looked at that as illegal or immoral or dangerous.
Right. Well, but I also just think you didn't even think about it.
No.
Okay.
You didn't. It wasn't a fear.
Okay. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Sam. Hey, Sam, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody this morning?
Good, brother. What do you got?
So I'm just curious as to how the police even got involved. Did this guy come home from the store, get mad at his buddy, call the cops, and then screwed himself over at the same time?
I mean, that's possible. It says there was an ex-wife involved. Maybe she onto the situation. Maybe the kids admitted later. Because, Sam, this story happened late last year. The charges are just being filed this week. So maybe the kids said something after the fact. I mean, who knows? There's a thousand different ways if the allegations are true.
And also, these kids couldn't be too old. I mean, if this guy's 34, unless he had kids at, 14, 15, these kids had to be pretty young, I'm assuming.
Well, I mean, let's say you had them at 20, they would be, 18, 19, 20, they would be 14, 15, 16.
But I would also think you want somebody to stick around and watch your kids. They'd have to be kind of young, right?
Okay. I mean, look, I don't want to make too many assumptions with a story. We don't have a lot of detail. Sam, I will ask you this question. Are you a parent yourself?
I am a parent myself.
Have you been drunk around your children, Sam?
I've never been drunk around my children. I'm not much of a drinker, but, I've had a couple drinks here and there.
Call yourself a parent?
yeah.
Trying to raise fine Americans?
But, my oldest will be 19 this year, and, on the right side, I don't think I'd be mad if he had a beer or two.
Okay. Well, the cops are at your front door, Sam. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the
day. Thank you. Have a good one.
Yeah, take care. Now, I don't mean to stand on a soapbox here, but as we're going back in time here in this room, I would like to point out something I had said years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that?
Well, my wife and I have a rule, and this was even before I knew this was illegal, and it was my idea, just, growing up the way that I did, that if someone was going to drink, one of us, the other was going to stay sober.
Yeah.
Right? Like, only one of us is going to drink at a time.
Right.
If the kids are around. And you laughed at me. You mocked me. You called me a prude, teetotaler. Who knew I was following the letter of New York State law?
So one of you has to be sober when you're watching the kids.
Yeah, well, no. Like, when the kids are around. And it's mostly me. I don't drink that much anymore. Like, I have no problem. Go have a couple glasses of wine, whatever. Have fun. But yeah, like, unless the kids aren't there, my wife and I won't both drink.
Okay. There you go.
Oh, now you're fine with it. Huh, it's weird. What happened?
But you can have one.
Well, yeah, I can have a beer. Like, I'm comfortable with that. The second we go past two, I won't go past two.
All right. But two's a reasonable number.
No, but two becomes ten.
Ten's a lot, unless you want to stretch it out over the whole day.
Now you're okay with that?
No, of course I'm okay with 10 drinks.
No, I would say, you usually judge people for drinking, that much beer.
Well, I've softened with age.
Yeah, your chest. You're not going to like this.
What?
You're not going to like this at all.
What?
Well, look, I know this is something you take a lot of pride in.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently doing this, what you believed healthy thing, according to this doctor, is killing you.
But how is it killing me? To be doing something that is, medical.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Apparently, brushing your teeth before you go to bed is bad for your heart.
So
bad for your heart, specifically?
Yes.
So going to bed with ass mouth is a better way to go.
Now, look, I want to say this straight out front.
Gross.
This is a doctor saying this. Okay. Take it with a grain of salt, all right? But the argument is, we all know that bad dental health leads to potential heart issues, right? Like, it's all connected in that way.
So how is this helping if you're not cleaning your mouth?
Apparently doing all of that and then going to bed, there's nothing else in your mouth for the rest of the night. You're not eating. You're not drinking. Like, it's so all of that stuff that you were is going into your mouth when you're sleeping and you're swallowing it.
Rinse.
So you think.
Gargle and
so
you
maybe
rinse.
You're not doing it enough. Do you use mouthwash?
Yeah. So when I go to bed, brush. Yeah. I brush, I floss, rinse all that out, and then I do the Listerine. And then I go to bed. Okay. How is that killing me?
What do you want from me?
This guy's a jerk.
Look.
He's in bed with Big
Question, Kevin. Though, wouldn't it be worse if he didn't brush your teeth?
I don't know.
Yeah, because you'd have all that bacteria, so you'd be sucking in.
At least if you're brushing it, you're getting some of it out.
I don't know what you want from me. Maybe you're loosening it up, man. Maybe it's perfectly balanced until you get up in the morning. You're like,
But then you brush your teeth in the morning. I don't know.
All right,
I think the more the better.
Can you Google the percentage of Americans that brush their teeth twice a day? What do you think that number is?
Well, people lie.
Okay, give me the lie number. What do you think the number is going to be?
That do it twice a day?
Percentage of Americans who say they brush their teeth twice
a day. I'm going to say they say 60%.
Oh, you think it's that low?
Yeah, but I'm thinking they lying on that number.
Because I was going to land on 70% of Americans say they brush their teeth twice a day. Mm.
Ooh, did you look it up already?
No, I didn't.
Because approximately 69% of Americans brush their teeth twice a day.
And after 69, you know you need mouthwash.
Depends on who you're with.
I was right there.
No, I mean, just
your mom, for sure.
For God's sakes.
So
30% of Americans admit they only brush their teeth once.
twice a day.
No, but 30% admit that
they don't.
Less than once or less a day. Yeah.
Man, that's nasty.
I'm a three-timer.
What?
I brush my teeth in the morning, and then either I brush in the afternoon or I use mouthwash, and then I brush it before bed.
Why are you brushing in the afternoon?
You eat lunch.
Like if I take a nap or something, I don't like to go to bed with ugh. So I'll rinse my mouth.
Okay. I do it three times a day. Brush, floss, rinse.
You brush, floss, and rinse three times a day.
Yeah, so if I go home, I eat lunch, right?
Yeah.
Do the whole routine.
Yeah.
And then after dinner, whole routine. And then if I have a couple of cocktails in the evening, I'll still rinse again with the. I probably do Listerine four times a day.
If you're drinking alcohol, you don't need the Listerine.
No, but I want the taste out of my mouth before I go to bed.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's weird.
No,
well,
but
you also don't drink coffee either.
I don't know.
Like, so I will sometimes brush my teeth when I wake up, and then if I have a coffee later on, I have to brush my
teeth. Yeah, you get
after
that coffee.
I wouldn't know. I don't drink coffee.
Yeah, but you used to smoke.
Yeah.
Man, you didn't brush after all
No,
that.
I do brush my teeth twice a day.
Bro, you used to burn.
The
baby.
Third one that's weird, I do chew a lot of gum.
That helps.
I don't know. Is that good or not?
I don't know. I'm just saying, as far as.
It makes your mouth feel fresh.
Yeah.
At least.
As far as the taste goes,
you don't have any dental work in your mouth, right?
I'm missing a tooth.
No, I mean, work done.
Oh, because,
If you chew gum, you can pull fillings.
Oh,
out.
I mean, I have fillings in there, but they've been around since I was a kid.
Oh, you're right.
I also, this one's fake. The front part of this one's fake. Remember, my daughter knocked it out with a hockey.
Oh, stick. Yeah.
Chipped it. Shut up.
You got a rough ass mouth, bro.
Look, I told you, my parents did not. Dental care was not on the number one list of things when I was a kid.
Your dad probably had killer dental care through the police department.
He probably did.
He did.
Right.
Through the police department. Every cop I know has great teeth.
The government. No, my dad's got great teeth.
He does.
My siblings and I do not.
Like, your old man has Rex Ryan teeth. You know, they glisten.
So I've told the story on the air before.
Yeah.
Me and my siblings, horrible teeth. We all needed braces. So I was the first one to go to the orthodontist, and they put the braces on and everything and whatever. So my dad, at some point, just stopped paying the bill.
Yeah.
And they would not take my braces off until my dad paid the bill in full.
Thank God. Your mouth was held hostage.
Yes, legitimately. For a year and a half, I had braces on that I did not need.
They wouldn't take them off.
They wouldn't take that's the only leverage they have.
It's such a dick move on both parties. Your dad making you suffer, but also this corporation also letting a kid suffer because his dad doesn't want to pay.
I don't know if they still do
so
that.
They took it all out on your mouth.
Yeah, they did. Yes, they did. So, I got braces in sixth grade. I had them on to right the beginning of my junior year of high school because my dad wouldn't pay the effing bill for the braces.
And dental, here's the thing, man. Dental, if you have problems, I was just amazed what people spend, my age, at the dentist.
And how bad it can go very quickly.
And you don't get
one little thing taken care of. Yeah.
And but you would think what it would cost.
Mm-hmm.
I know people that got $20,000 and $30,000 in their mouth. You'd never know it.
No, look, I'm worried that's happening. I just had my wisdom teeth out. 6 months ago.
Well, that's standard. I mean, I'm talking about more
it's way late in the game. Normally, it happens as a teenager. Yeah. My parents never had me go in and do it. I had my wisdom teeth, and the only reason I had to have them ripped out is because one of them was and I had a toothache, and they're like,
it's pushing on your other teeth.
Yeah, it wasn't fun. It was not fun.
You've got to fight Mr. Tooth Decay.
Thank you.
Muhammad Ali.
Tom Muhammad Ali. 252 WCMF. There is a doctor claiming brushing your teeth at night is bad for your heart. I will say this. There are several other studies that show the opposite, that you should be brushing your teeth at night for your heart health.
Yes.
So
for your overall health. I mean, is that the worst of rotten ass gums or nasty ass teeth?
No, but what's funny is the heart thing, which is the crux of this conversation, you just blown past that the whole time. It's all about my gross mouth. That's what I don't like.
Yeah. Here's the one thing it's the one thing your mouth will tell you immediately, hey, I need attention. I could see you not knowing you got cholesterol or you got high blood pressure or other problems. Your mouth literally is a dashboard going, clean me.
I am going to ask you an adult question. All right.
That's what we've been doing all morning.
And I would like an answer from both people in the room.
Okay.
But I'm going to ask Tommy only the question. Okay.
That is for both of us?
Yes. And right. You'll understand why in a second. Mm. All right. So let's run a hypothetical situation. Single.
Mm.
Right? You're a single man.
Yeah.
Woman comes back to your place.
Mm.
First time.
Yeah.
And you end up taking a trip on downstairs.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you brush your teeth right after while she's there?
Wait, like we're having sex and I've just munched out and then
It's all done. It's all done. You're all doing your bathroom thing afterwards. She's doing her thing. You're doing your thing. And you start brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
Is that inappropriate?
No. I mean, no, we're going to bed. But is she also brushing her teeth?
No. She's your place. She's at your place.
So she's going to go to bed with, like, knob mouth? No, she's got to rinse that knob out.
Would you be offended?
I ain't cooking you goddamn eggs in the morning.
Why would you be offended if somebody brushed their teeth?
Well,
it's not.
Like you get the taste of you out of my mouth.
That's what it would be.
Yeah, but they're not doing it like right in the middle of everything going on.
But it's over. Like the first thing they do is reach for the toothbrush.
No, I have done that.
You gotta reset.
Yeah, when I was single, if they were staying over, I would get up and
brush. I mean, it would be a little suspicious, I guess, if you got right up and ran to the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, you're gargling on top of her.
Like,
no.
But like, you know, it's the standard thing.
We're winding down. You think that's insulting?
I think it's insulting.
I wouldn't find that insulting.
Like if that happened and then a girl immediately got up and like went and brushed her teeth.
That's what I mean. Like if you're running to the bathroom, like that may be a little strange.
By the way, I
could see maybe a woman being insulted because you think she tastes lousy down there. But like,
well, there goes subtlety.
Yeah, thank you.
No, but I'm saying like...
No, I get what you're saying. What Kimmy is saying is we were dancing around this nice and fine until you open your big old stupid brush mouth.
But yeah, well, women have to do the most disgusting thing with their mouth during intercourse.
I mean, I could understand why similar.
Yeah, we're going into a cave, man.
No, but this is like...
I don't even get to send a canary in first.
It's way different.
No.
It's way different because like when you're hanging outside... The other one is like driving into your mouth.
By hanging outside, you're not doing it right, bud.
What are you sucking it in? What are you pulling lips in? Like a Flowbee down there?
Wait, you don't.
I'm not sucking it in like you are.
The only time I ever did it was a clown college situation.
But I can understand why she would want to get the taste of knob out of her mouth before she goes to bed. I mean, she's doing her hair. She's doing her evening hair before bed. No, but she's doing her routine.
Okay.
No, but it's your place. If she asks you for a toothbrush,
yeah. But women always have like provisions in their purse.
Yeah. What? Like when they saw you like maze.
No, but I got. Yes, and mouthwash.
So you wouldn't be offended, Kimmy, if that were to happen.
No, again, I think it's the timing of it. Like, I kind of expect, like, after it's all said and done, you both, like, go your separate ways and, you know, do what you got to do to reset.
Mm.
But it would be weird, though, if, like, that was the first thing you thought to do after it was all over.
Yeah, like,
gotta get to the bathroom.
Like, let's say she goes to bed. She ain't going to do nothing. And, you know.
Just rolls over.
No, but just, like, you're just sitting there for a few minutes. Maybe you got the tube on or something like that.
Like, it would bother you if she didn't do that.
Yeah. But let's say you notice, like, she's got one wiry pube hanging out her mouth. And she doesn't even know it. She doesn't even know because she didn't go up and check. I think I would want her at least go pull the pubes out.
Would you say something?
No. But also, like...
It's your pube, bro.
I'm done.
You are part of this act.
Oh, okay. So
it's not rogue.
Just to be clear, you're done.
Yeah, but it's my... But my pube is in her teeth.
Okay.
Wedged ass in her.
We get it.
You're like her. You know when you see the tornadoes and there's like that one like stick that gets cut through the middle of like a telephone pole? It's just like stuck there and it's like, you're amazed. Like, man, how did it get in there like
that? All right. Well, here's the most important question though before we move on. All right. So same situation, right? First time, whatever. Sex was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had a great night.
You're laying there afterwards watching the tube. You look over. You see your pube sticking out of her tooth. She leans in for a kiss. She wants tongue in there, too. What do you do?
Are you going to
tongue your own pube?
No.
I'll get sick.
Lies. I don't believe you.
You turn her down? You got to tongue your own pube, bro.
I'll get sick.
You have to tongue your own pube. You have no choice but to tongue up that pube in her mouth.
Because I don't even know what that makes you at that point.
A guy who's trying to keep a woman happy.
No, but I've also...
It's your stuff.
Yeah, but I lick my own...
Well, no, but there's some stuff. If she had a mouthful of something else, I'm passing on that.
I lick my own privates.
You've kissed women after that's happened. She'd also be licking her own private.
I understand. There's a lot of privates going around there, but this is like solid evidence.
There is only one act that could happen where the majority of men would be like, nope, and I think that's socially acceptable. But the rogue pube in the teeth, I think you got to go. Man. I think you got
to
go.
I had to tongue around it.
How would you know? You wouldn't know. It's dark in there. No,
I don't already know it's there.
You're like, make it out with a horsehair brush.
Oh, my God.
Ah, ah. What are you, kissing the cable man over there? Got to tongue that pube, bro.
Oh, that's so nasty.
Let's take a break.
Put that on a T-shirt.